and those of your boys who are old enough to work may have employment as stockmen also. Drahara will become a family concern, run by the family without help from outsiders.
Does she say anything about sending us the money to get to Australia? Fee asked.
Paddy's back stiffened. I wouldn't dream of dunning her for that, he snapped. We can get to Australia without begging from her. I have enough put by.
I think she ought to pay our way, Fee maintained stubbornly, and to everyone's shocked surprise. She did not often voice an opinion. Why should you give up your life here and go off to work for her on the strength of a promise given in a letter? She's never lifted a finger to help us before, and I don't trust her. All I ever remember your saying about her was that she had the tightest clutch on a pound you'd ever seen. After all, Paddy, it's not as if you know her so very well. There was such a big gap between you in age, and she went to Australia before you were old enough to start school.
I don't see how that alters things now, and if she is tight-fisted, all the more for us to inherit. No, Fee, we're going to Australia, and we'll pay our own way there.
Fee said no more. It was impossible to tell from her face whether she resented being so summarily dismissed.
"Hooray, we're going to Australia!"
Bob shouted, grabbing at his father's shoulder. Jack, Huey, and Stu jigged up and down, and Frank was smiling, his eyes seeing nothing in the room but something far beyond it. Only Fee and Maggie wondered and feared, hoping painfully it would all come to nothing, for their lives could be no easier in Australia, just the same things under strange conditions.
"Where's Gill and Bone?" Stuart asked.
Out came the old atlas. Poor though the Clearys were, there were several shelves of books behind the kitchen dining table. The boys pored over yellowing pages until they found New South Wales. Used to small New Zealand distances, it didn't occur to them to consult the scale of miles in the bottom left-hand corner. They just naturally assumed New South Wales was the same size as the North Island of New Zealand. And there was Gill and Bone, up toward the top left-hand corner. About the same distance from Sydney as Whanganui was from Auckland, it seemed, although the dots indicating towns were far fewer than on the North Island map.
"It's a very old atlas," Paddy said. "Australia's like America, growing in leaps and bounds, and I'm sure there are a lot more towns these days.